We're continuing in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, the discussions of things we change and add during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. B'Shabbos Bein Taim, on the Shabbos Shuva, Arvis, at Mariv, Yomar Birchas Mein Shev HaMel HaKadosh. We say, instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, in the Bracha Mein Shev, the Bracha that we say right after Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night, we change it to HaMel HaKadosh. So too, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah says, Yom HaShanah comes out on Shabbos, the same thing. Well, now, what if you forget to say, and you say HaKel HaKadosh instead? Do you have to say it again, the whole Bracha? So the Mishnah quotes a Machlokes, and the Psak is that you do not say it again. If you remember that you said HaKel HaKadosh before you forget to finish the Bracha, then you go back to HaMel HaKadosh and continue from there. Sif Dalet. Yesh Nogim Wispal Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur B'Chriya. There's a custom on Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur to daven B'Chriya. So we understand this to mean to daven bent over, as if you're bowing in Shmoneh Esrei. It's a very submissive way to daven. You want to show you're doing tshuva. Part of doing tshuva is to show hachna, submission in front of Hashem. So you bow the whole time. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shukim him wiskov pesof ha-brachos. You have to straighten out before Baruch to Hashem. Chazal said to bow four times during Shmoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to add on. So if you're bowing in the middle just to show submission, that's fine. But to bow at the end of the bracha, that seems like you're changing the takana. You're bowing, because our halacha is we bow at the beginning and the end of those brachos. But we don't bow at the beginning or end of any other brachos. So therefore, you should not be bowing at the beginning of a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah adds on, and you should not be bowing at the end of the bracha. In the middle is okay, and some people have that minog. Oh, Sifei. Im lo amar zachreinu mi chamocha em achzirin oso. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, aside from saying HaMel HaKadosh and HaMel HaMishpat, where we actually change the language of the bracha itself, we also add in tfilos. We add in zachreinu mi chamocha, v'mo adzan, we add in uchso v'chaim and uvesefer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you leave out those, you don't need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Ramah says, even if you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei yet, you keep on davening. You ought to keep on davening. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, these tfilos are not found in the Gemara. They were added in later as a takana from the Gaonim. And therefore they have a little bit less strength, and they're not strong enough to force you to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you forget them. Whatever's in the Gemara has a much stronger status. So therefore, if Chazal established something, so then, if you don't do what Chazal say, then you're changing the official form of the bracha. Mishana matbeash tavu chachamim. You're changing the form of the bracha. You have to say the bracha and daven again. You have to daven again. You change the whole bracha. But here, with the bracha staying the same, and these are minhagim that popped up later, after Zman de Gaonim, that's not called changing Chazal's takana, and you would not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, you continue, so the Ramah says you keep on davening. That's if you finished that bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. That means as follows. Once you said Baruch Ato Hashem, at the end of that bracha, you just keep on davening through Shmoneh Esrei. But if you remember that you forgot this phrase before the Baruch Ato Hashem, then you would go back to the phrase and continue from there, even though you might be saying Hashem's name again. For example, in Modim, you're supposed to say Uchsov L'chaim Tovim. But let's say you forgot. You said V'chachaim Yiduch HaSel Avuash. You said HaKel Yeshua Sein. You said Hashem's name, HaKel. So if you remember then, you go back to Uchsov L'chaim and keep on davening from there. But once you say Baruch Ato Hashem, then you don't go back because we're concerned about a bracha Livatala. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah points out, also, if you at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in our davening, we say these long paragraphs Uvechein Tein Kavod Uvechein, and if you leave out that entire section, you don't go back there as well. Those sections are not found in the Gemara; they were added in later. And therefore, if you leave them out, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.